Red tape v orphans. A new law will make it less absurdly hard to adopt orphans in Japan. From The Economist. Tucked away in a back street among foreign embassies and wealthy homes, Hiru Friends is one of Tokyo's best orphanages. Its 42 children are cared for by roughly the same number of staff. At night, the children sleep in their own rooms. In the morning, they walk to some of the city's best public schools. The one thing few have is the chance of a normal family life. Of the nearly 39,000 children in orphanages across Japan, just 12% can expect to find foster homes or adoptive parents, among the lowest in the rich world. Most children who enter state care will remain there until adulthood. Japanese families adopt over 80,000 people a year, but mostly as adults, typically so that they can take over the family business. In 2014, just 513 children were adopted. In March 2015, only 4,731 were in foster care. Culture is one reason, says Yoshiko Takahashi, a manager at the Hiru Orphanage. Most Japanese are reluctant to accept children unrelated by blood, but legal and bureaucratic barriers don't help. Biological parents remain legal guardians of children, who have been institutionalized for years, often promising repeatedly to take their children out of state institutions but never doing so, thus making adoption difficult. Courts are loath to rule firmly against biological parents unable or unwilling to look after their children. The problem has been getting little political attention until now. Yasuhisa Shiozaki, the Health, Labour and Welfare Minister, has been prodded into action partly by a startling fact. Despite Japan's falling population and the growing number of childless couples, the number of children in care is rising. Many are victims of neglect or violence. Those who spend their childhoods in state care often end up unemployed or homeless. According to Kanai Doi of Human Rights Watch, an NGO, over half the children in care are also abused. Crowded dorms offer little privacy, providing less than 5 square meters per child. Even life in the nicer orphanages takes its toll. Ms. Takahashi estimates that 10% of the children at the Hiru facility are medicated to regulate troublesome behaviour. Mr. Shiozaki's amendment to the Child Welfare Act, which will take effect next April, aims to place about a third of Japan's orphans in homes by 2029. It directs orphanages not just to warehouse children, but to seek out foster families for them. Courts will have more power to rule on behalf of adoptive parents. The changes prioritise family-based care. They are welcome, but will require much more support for families if they are to work, says Kazuhiro Kamikado, a child welfare specialist at Nagano University. Changing the law is one thing, changing mindsets quite another.